All right. Thanks for coming.
Coach, congratulations.
Hold on. It's good to see everybody. It's a great moment. On behalf of Steve Bisciotti, our owner, Ozzie Newsome, our general manager, Dick Cass, our team president, every one of our players who you'll be talking to, I hope, shortly, thank you, Baltimore fans, for sticking with us, man, for believing us. We all did it together. I'm talking about the fans and the players and the coaches and the organization, all the little kids wearing purple on Friday, all the kids at Johns Hopkins Hospital that sent us that video, thank you. For the 49ers, this is just a great football game. The way that game played out, when it was 28-6 and the lights went out and whatever happened, I just knew with Jim Harbaugh being on the other sideline and all those years that we've been together, that game was going to be a dogfight right to the end, that those guys were coming back. There's no greater competitor, there's no greater coach in the National Football League or in the world as far as I'm concerned than Jim Harbaugh. And the way that team played proves it. What they've done the last 2 years in the National Football League is unprecedented. And they showed it today, the way they battled back and fought right to the end. That's who he is, and that's who they are. And I could not be more proud of him and what he's done there. My family, mom and dad, we love you. Thank you. Thank you. Ingrid and Allison, thank you. Tom, Joni, and your family, thanks for being here. It's a glorious, glorious day. And God is gracious, and God is good, and God is in control.
John, how fitting was it that the final series of Ray Lewis's career was
a goal line stand? The final series of Ray Lewis's career was a goal line stand to win the Lombardi Trophy. And Ray said on the podium, how could it be any other way than that? And we've said to our team many times after many of these games, it played out just the same way. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't pretty. But it was us, and that's who we are. Well, yeah, I mean, Joe is phenomenal. You know, we're sitting there in third and 6 inches, and Joe's got three play options, and Joe decides to throw the fade to Anquan. And he throws it right on the money, and Anquan goes up and makes the play. To me, that just shows you he's got guts. You know, he's got the guts of a burglar, and he was doing it all night making plays.
Joe, what's the feeling like with the confetti falling down and all the hard work that you put in?
It feels good, Dave. It feels really good. I'd like to be more profound than that, but I don't have those words. It's just, it feels like Ray said it would feel. It feels like all the guys that worked so hard and stuck together through trials and tribulations and difficulties and maintained faith, it feels like they got what they deserved.
What was the meeting like with Jim in the middle of the game?
The meeting with Jim in the middle was probably the most difficult thing I've ever done or ever been associated with in my life. I'm proud of him. Right. Thoughts on Colin Kaepernick and their offense, and it's really not just Colin. I mean, he makes it go, but their offense is incredible. There's so many problems that they pose. Trying to find a defensive call is extremely difficult. I thought Dean Pease did a tremendous job. I thought our players did a tremendous job of playing with discipline. You make one mistake. You don't cover it exactly right. You don't close exactly right, and they make a big play. That's why they're so incredibly dangerous. This team is going to be around for many years to come. What's that? Well, we're a very resilient team. We got a lot of resolve. That's why we won the game.
John, Obi's after this football game.
You already had one.
John, how important was Ray deciding that he was going to retire before the playoffs to spur the team on?
I think all that stuff is overrated. I mean, you know, Ray, obviously, we love Ray. You know, we love Ray, and there's no way our guys would ever want to have not Ray go out just like this. But it's not just Ray. It's a team effort. It's a team accomplishment. Like Ray's saying right now, we did it. It's a team accomplishment. Hey, where's everybody going? Go ahead, that's okay. I told him there's an old Motown song. It says, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep us from winning this championship. That's exactly what I said. It's a great song, too. Well, as I said before, not even close, because I know who the other coach is. And I know the way that those guys reflect his personality, and he wasn't going to allow that for it to end that way.